All right. You know, I really don't have the words to describe it. I'm just so proud of our players. Over the last week, seeing the toughness that we need to play with. I think it has to be the foundation of your program. And, you know, for some reason, we go down by 15 points again there in the second half, and then really came together as a team and found ways to get it done. The last minute, obviously, was not a work of art. But that's on me, and the guys found a way to win anyways. So I'm really proud of them. The atmosphere in the PMAC was fantastic. Loved the energy. And, you know, it's a great win for our team and for our program. You know, Kentucky's terrific. And the challenging part of this league is two great wins at South Carolina and Kentucky here tonight. And it'll be a quick turnaround when Mississippi State rolls into town on Saturday. So we'll enjoy it here for an hour or so, and then we got to start getting ready for a really good Mississippi State team.
Matt, maybe just could walk us through what the design was for the last play. Obviously, didn't go exactly to plan, but you guys
just like we drew it up, Glenn.
Yeah. I guess your perspective on what you were trying to do.
Well, we had used a timeout on the previous possession, and I thought Kentucky was just really good there in their set defense. You know, we had a timeout left, 1 point game, a little helter skelter. I liked the disorganization out there of the defense. I thought it gave us a better chance. You know, obviously it didn't work out that way. But nonetheless, I thought just relentless effort. I'll have to go watch it. But Jordan got blocked. He goes and saves it, throws it to the front of the rim, and Tyrell Ward comes flying out of nowhere to put the ball in at the buzzer. So, as I said on TV there, it won't be on any coaching clinic. But our players' toughness and grit flying around made the play to win the game.
Every time y'all go down by double digits, you guys just become like a brand new team. Just like, what is it about the guys that do they just fight harder when they're down big, or just what is it?
No, I think it's just part of the game. I mean, those guys are really good. And we'll be watching 7 or 8 of those guys play for the next 20 years. But here's what happened in my eyes. Last 3 minutes of the first half, we were disconnected. First minute of the second half, we were disconnected. That's not good for us. And so we called a timeout. I thought players showed a lot of maturity and played together, competed on defense, started getting some stops. And, you know, you look at the first half, we had 11 turnovers. We thought coming in to win the game, we would need to take care of the basketball. We had to win the rebounding battle and had to win the free throw line. And in the second half, in the last 19 minutes, we scored 46 points. Well, we only turned it over 3 times. And so the execution was a lot better. The organization was a lot better. And guys stepped up and made huge plays.
Yeah, of course, Tyrell's going to get most of the attention for the shot. But what does it say about Jordan Wright to have the presence of mind to, after his shot gets blocked, to still just give him a chance?
Yeah, I thought guys just playing to the final buzzer. You know, we've had some tough ones not go our way in the final 30 seconds here over the last month. But credit to our players. They just respond every time, good or bad, respond and come to practice to get better, learn from the film, keep improving. That's how we've been able to make some progress here. And, man, you just play to that final buzzer. Jordan kept it alive. Tyrell comes flying in. And made a huge play.
Yeah, Coach, obviously Dillingham got going in the second half, but overall defensively, it only allowed 3 assists and 39% shooting. What changed? Was there anything specific y'all did better than that?
I thought our guys just competed at a high level defensively. You know, Dillingham, it was Reeves in the first half who really hurt us. Dillingham got going in the second. I thought they hit some tough shots. But I thought our effort and our fight was there. To give ourselves a chance. And, You know, really wasn't anything special from a coverage standpoint. Thought our guys just really locked in and competed on the defensive side of the ball.
Coach, it seems like this team has finally learned how to win. What has it taken for this group to learn that ability to pull out these close games, especially in back-to-back games?
Probably throw out all the cliches. You know, they trust the process. You know, come back in and just keep fighting. You know, this league is very unforgiving. And, you know, you lose a tough one at the buzzer at Florida. You know, you have choices to make as players, as coaches, as a team. Feel sorry for yourself, pout around, and go on the road at South Carolina and get destroyed. Or you come back to the facility and study the film, learn, get better, go to the practice floor, compete, and learn how to win and figure it out. And that's what these guys have been doing. I say the last 2 months, no matter what's happened, the response, the resiliency, come in and work. I love the energy and effort, enthusiasm of our practices, and that's why we keep getting better. And happy to see our players get to celebrate victories like this.
Matt, it's a tough time to ask you to be introspective, but back-to-back wins over ranked teams, do you feel it has to mean something for your program overall?
Well, I think it's certainly a big step for us. It's not every week. You know, you go on the road down 16 in the second half against the number 11 team, you know, down by 16, and come back and find a way to win in front of 17,000 people, then come back home and play the number 17 team and be down 15 in the second half and come back and find a way to win at the buzzer and celebrate with all your fans. So, you know, I think it's a special week, certainly something we can build on. But we got a lot of basketball left to be played, and I think it's going to be really important, the maturity of our team, just how you have to respond after a tough loss, after a great win, you got to respond as well. So I think our guys will come in ready to start preparing for Mississippi State tomorrow.
Coach, with the win coming in that way, with Tyrell Ward having that activity around the rim, just that being a thing that you guys have struggled with over the season, and you've even been on the other end of an offensive board, they went for a game winner. Does that mean anything extra to you guys?
Well, I just think it's back-to-back games where we've had double-digit offensive rebounds. I really challenged our team after the Florida game that we got to be better, not only on the defensive glass, but we got to create more opportunities on the offensive glass. And so I'm really proud of the players buy into that and the response. It's been really good for us. You know, I can go through each guy here. Tyrell Ward and Jalen Reed, you know, are two sophomores who have just stayed the course and kept working every day to improve and get better. Scored half our points on Saturday at South Carolina, combined for 30 tonight. You know, I think that's what it's all about. And so really proud of both those guys.
Matt, obviously Dillingham was on a heater there, but were you surprised at all Kentucky took that shot so early when they could have killed the entire clock or taken it down even a little less to where you guys wouldn't have as much time there?
You're talking about the last 20 seconds?
Yes.
They were down one, correct?
Well, Kentucky, yes. They were down
Kentucky
one.
Was down one. I would have done the same, try and extend the game. You know, if you score, you got to get the stop to win it. If you don't score, now you can foul and extend the game. So, no, I wasn't surprised. Dillingham, big-time shot maker. I thought we defended it well. He stepped up and hit a huge one.
Matt, you talked yesterday about how to fast break points, how you wanted to keep them from – they only got eight tonight. I mean, how does that – I mean, kind of the way you were able to keep them off from getting there, and then also the offensive rebounding, they only had nine.
Well, it's the third leading scoring team in the country, 89 a game. First in the country in three-point percentage. I think a big stat we need to look at, they're also one of the top teams in the country assist-to-turnover ratio. They're almost 2-1 on the year. Numbers are incredible. They play really unselfish basketball. We were able to hold them 9 assists, 13 turnovers. Thought made them take a lot of shots off the dribble, and they hit them. Credit to them, and they've done it all year. But we were really concerned about transition defense and their high assist totals. So I was pleased with our guys commitment to get that done. And I thought offensively, while we didn't want to just be in a track meet all night, you know, we're down about a third of our roster. We wanted to be play smart on the offensive end, make them guard multiple actions, and let our offense, by getting to the free throw line and taking good shots, second half eliminating the turnovers, enabled us to get back and get our defense set.
Matt, I was just curious about that moment. They had to review the basket. Were you anxious at all, or you were sure that he had got enough playing time?
Well, at first, I was just worried they're going to add a couple times. I knew he got the shot off, so I was trying to get Tyrell. You know, Tyrell was mobbed by the court storm there. And so I was trying to get the court cleared in case they added 0.5. But I had no chance. It was a stupid move on my part. I should have just stayed over there on the sideline. All right, now I will conclude by just thanking the fans. That was an awesome atmosphere. The energy in the building, you could feel it. When our guys needed a lift down 15, they gave it to us. And when we needed to make plays, I thought the fans were just awesome. And it's something to build on. So we got an elite Mississippi State team coming in here Saturday night at 7:30. And I hope we can pack the place and sell it out and keep building on this last week's run with these two great wins. Thanks so much. Go Tigers.